Ian, would you please tell us the cause for the massive red-winged blackbird death in Arkansas and Louisiana?
The long story short of what's actually transpiring is the human creators that are coming into their place of power. So the body, the world, it's a new heaven and it's a new earth. Now, we go over this a bit in Bob's Revelations Revealed series, but that may be more than humans want to really know. What happens is it's a new heaven and it's a new earth. And they talk about, well, even in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, heaven is different than earth. Oh, well, they're merging. That's the macabre. Bob has it on his little website thingy thing, halionic.com, wherever that is. Nobody types Earls anymore, so it really doesn't matter what you say there. What's happening is within the shift of the magnetic lines, the meridians, and the change, you already noticed that there's a difference between north and magnetic north. And as that shift talks about, we talked about last year that all these different articles are going to start taking place and starting to be. Well, as they start to be, then we said that the humans would notice shifts and changes of things, what you're calling reality, whether real or not, that's relative. Relative reality. Boy, that's a fun thing. So basically all that's happening in certain, it's in Sweden, there's Sweden, there is Louisiana, there's some in Texas, there's some in Kentucky, and a little bit in Mississippi, but it's going to come more. So as that becomes more, what you're going to find is that those birds kind of get drunk on their own liquor, and they just sort of basically bite it. It stops their hearts because the frequency, wavelength, remember we've talked about wavelength and sine and cosine and tangent and yes, all the chemical formulas of what the human body is going to change to. Oh, wait. No, sorry, never mind. That's the revelation stuff. What are we doing? Are we doing cash flow?
Okay. Yeah, this is the weekend.
This is cash stuff. So then all those new formularies that the ascended humans will be being will, of course, cause a shift in the environment. But then again, you are bitching and crying and playing and complaining about your pollution now, and your environment of your condition caused that. So it's not odd to us that it would turn and become a different way of calculating exactly the very same position of shifts in the environment. Human creators in the new heaven and the earth don't want the things the way they were. They want it the perfect way. So those shifts kind of come along. So the birds decided, have you ever smothered to death in oxygen? That's exactly the best way to describe it for the birds. They got so blissed out in their concentrated position that they just bit it. It was like, ooh, I'm good.
Is there going to be more birds falling out of the sky like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you humans decide to carry on with this ascension process, it's nebulous. It's nebulous. Some go forward, some go back. You know, hey, James, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Okay, Ian, would you please tell us the cause for the massive red-winged blackbird death in Arkansas and Louisiana? Also, the loud booms reported.
Well, just that. It's the shift, and the birds are, it's making their little hearts go pop.
Are the booms causing that? Do the booms happen the same time as they drop out of the air?
Now, that's the way to say that, but the boom doesn't cause it. The boom is another outset of the process.
So what would be the electronics of that or the molecular booms?
4.368 megafrequency hertz.
Right. So because of the shifting of substance and matter in the environment, we get a boom effect. A boom is a transition.
Don't say it that way. Say segue to the event.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. We take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment. We're only waiting for this moment.